All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner, and we are back with The Invisibles for about 30 minutes. So let's go ahead and get started. It's okay, don't panic. I got it under control. What's he doing? Sage, he's smoking the spirits out. Sage? Does he always carry it around with him? Hey, check out the telly. Fuck yeah, you never know when those bastards might attack. Your mother fucks Hitler in hell. Kaboom! Yeah, my mom would fuck Hitler in Harrogate if she thought she'd get a McDonald's Happy Meal and a packet of fags out of it. Fuck off, eh? They've got witches working for them. The Medicine Society has to fight this shit all the time. This is no big deal. It's worse when they get big and you have to start changing shape to keep up. Emilio, is he serious? He's a fucking Indian. He speaks with unforked tongue. Fucking hell, this is madness. Is Fanny alright? Jack? I think he's checking in with King Mob and them. It's sort of like a trance he does. It's alright, man. It's using their mind power. Fucking weird, though, sometimes when you think about it. King Mob, Boy Robin, they need help. I think they're in trouble. Black Science, Part 3, Sorted. I think we're in trouble. Remember? Things got pretty hairy last time. Get this fucking piece of shit, go any faster! Shit, we could ride on snails and still get there hours in advance of this fucking hairdryer on wheels. No hurry, Colonel Friday. Colonel. No hurry, Colonel Friday. Our enemies have reached a dead end. Have we immobilized their backup? Standard deployment of tactical poltergeist phenomena. That shit ought to tie up the away team till we can reel them in. And the fault in our local surveillance system? Boys are working on it, Kemper. Busting their baby soft asses on the problem, you can bet. Don't worry, we got the bastards. Got them good. Ah, that look in their eyes when they know they have been broken. That thank you. That's the bit I look forward to. Put your weapons down. Who's that in your head, soldier? Put your fucking weapons down. White flame, Roger. Get the fuckers out of your head. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up in there. In guns down. I don't think I could have used it anyway. You will be raped. That is really the only possible word for it. You will all be raped. Really? Your degradation will be total, your submission absolute. You will be living dead. Lieutenant Lincoln? Martin Lincoln, isn't it? From Chicago? You're worried about Elizabeth and the results of the amniocentesis, and this place is getting you down? Maybe it's just there's no windows, Martin. Can you tell me the names of Donald Duck's nephews? Yes, I can. You will betray everything and everyone you have ever... Sure, there's Huey. Cared about... Ah, why is she's looking at me. She can't see me. That's it. There's Huey, and there's Dewey, and Louie. I'm in control now. I'm so sorry, Martin. Yes, sir. Orders are orders. In my... Jesus Christ Almighty! Somebody help me! Stay off the floor... Excuse me. Stay on the floor! Got him! That was the orders. Orders is... Whose orders? Who ordered this? Was it me? I'm in a bad place. Lieutenant Lincoln. Dismissed. In my mind. Through his... She... Stop this fucking thing. Out. All of you fucking assholes out of here. I want everybody on those fuckers. I want the fucking cleaners on those fucking invisible sons of bitches. Bring them fucking crawling to me. Fuck. Fuck! Now look what you've done. Now look what we have to do to get you fixed up right. Potential diminishes. Reality clenches around us in an ink-black shell. No room to breathe. No feeling. No caring. No hope of change. Vision narrows. Monotonous insect humming begins. Things are stripped of all meaning, all significance, all association but that which is determined by control. We are crossing to the other side where the outer church is. Hallelujah! This is fucked. They're fucking onto us. They sent those spirit things, didn't they? They know every move we're making. And this is magic, is it? This is gonna get them out of there, yeah? Fucking Polaroid pictures? Bags full of corn? Stay with it, darling. I mean, I know it sounds a bit fucking crazy in that, but maybe we'd be better going up against the army with, like, guns and rocket launchers, don't you think? It wouldn't work. They have better weapons than we do. On the other hand, we have the best corn, darling. They operate within a rigid hierarchy. They can't even imagine how to flow with chaos. King Mob could walk into that place without a gun and still leave everyone dead. Empty-handed insurrection. They don't believe that's possible. And they don't have a clue just how good at doing the impossible we actually are. Rather, there we go. What's happening? Walls opening, not walls. An empty door. Oh, fuck. That can't be fucking happening. He's still in your head, Roger. Get the bastard out of there. He was controlling you and the other guy. Remember the training, the white flame. I am an optimist, we say. Or I am unlucky. Or perhaps I am American. I am a Jew. I am a homosexual. I am a heterosexual. We call the falling the white flame meditation. There. Can anyone tell me exactly what this object is? It's a chair. Is that all? Does that describe the entirety of this object? It's an object with four legs and a things to hold up your ass so you don't have to sit down in the dirt like the rest of us dickheads. Chair. Yes, a partial description, but if you were an antiques dealer, you could also describe the object's agreed worth, somewhere in the region of $250,000. If you were a specialist, you could describe the intricacies of the craftsmanship in detailed jargon. If you were Van Gogh, you might attempt to describe its soul. But where in all of this description is the essential chair? Have we yet come even close to a full description of it? Did we even mention that several hundred years ago, it wasn't a chair, but a tree? Where is it now? Here? Or in memory? We cannot even fully describe a chair, and yet we say, I am. I am. Understand, there is no I am. Nothing is. Try to describe all that you are. Simultaneously discern the logical flaw in what I've just said. Now, feel the white flame. Okay. What was it? Z? Yeah, there we go. Endless Omega Bomb sirens sound in the desolation. The wings of the angels and the annihilation... Excuse me, the wings of the angels of annihilation rustling in the dead acoustics of endless steel anti-wombs. Alright. Our troops in backlight, 4D dispersion suits, assemble in their legions in preparation for the complete invasion of human consciousness and reality. So little time left. So much crazy shit in this panel, guys. Wow, look at it. See all the different things you can see in there? You have to really kind of zoom in. Even having a physical copy of the book, you'd have to really zoom in to some of these images. And there's probably some kind of occult significance here. They all represent something. Oh, look at that. I'm sure that represents pills? Very weird. Once I was a little light. Is the word never above this angel here? And we got cities? So many weird different little things. You could probably sit and analyze this for hours. See, that's what I used to love about, like, comic books. You could, they're little panels that would just be so intricate, you would study them. We are entering the church. Surveillance is everywhere. Surveillance is inside. Something sub. I don't know what that means. Notice that this is the only colored panel. And it's, of course, that villain character. But is he a villain? We don't know. In the district called Suffering 8. Okay, this is backwards, so this is going to be fun. Children smiled when they saw me in the night, when all the grown-ups were sleeping. What am I now? Loser. I-U. We pause as the shadows across the child's bedroom wall absorb fear energy into our exosoul carapace, excrete a little nightmare, and move on. Terminal condition. We arrive through the back door of the universe, walking backwards and reverse. A gate of 10 stainless steel knives fans open. What did you do? What happened to me? Obey, obey. Okay. You were bought and sold, Kemper. What is up? What are all these? We buy and sell everybody. See, that was fantastic. It was fun to do. I actually enjoyed that. For those of you that thought that was a waste of time, fuck you. That's probably some of the best parts of this comic, is really analyzing it. Oh, and there's more here. This you can actually see up tight. It says something about culture? It's a message. I don't know what it is because there's so much shit there. Something venture. I don't know. I know there's only there. May. Okay. Total? TOTAL. If somebody wants to go and, you know, analyze this and tell me what it means, that'd be great. But I can't see some of this stuff. Okay, total only. I can see that. Culture total only. But I don't know. Again, I can't make out some of the words. But it's fascinating. Okay, let's kill the zoom. Go on to the next panel. Oh, there's more. Okay, control. Means total control only. The culture means total control only. Okay, so there's some more. Let's bring that back out. It's actually larger than I thought. It says, I don't love you. And what is this? Somebody shooting. It's over. Okay, what's going on here? Oh, wow. Look, there's all these little insects in this seemingly beautiful woman here. It looks like a dinosaur skeleton there. It's a baby with blocks and a car. Yeah, and there's so much you can sit and analyze. Is that a snake? Looks like a serpent. I don't think I can zoom in any further than that. Okay, Route 7 Zub Grid 0 Hive Tesseract A Cell 1030. 310, rather. 10, yeah. It says we are searching for the hospital. I didn't catch that. Doctors say it's cancer. It says never, I don't love you. It's over, doctor. Loser. What the hell? So if there's some kind of weird, there's a lot of messages. Oh, we can zoom in a little, but we can zoom out. Look at that. That's pretty cool. All right, so. Flickering of razor wings as the surgeon fish glide out of the shadows, piping and stabbing. Watching the operation excites us. We think later we will mate with each of our enemies in turn. Kemper stops screaming. Okay, we're done, I think. Jesus, fuck! Mine just went out, cut to bits! Shut up and pull yourself together, now! Don't you fucking hit me again! You nearly killed us, you insane fucking bitch! You probably have killed us! Do you have any ideas at all on how we might find this alleged AIDS vaccine and get it and ourselves out of this? Break your fucking chicken legs, that's it! Now, I don't want to have to state the obvious, but we just infiltrated a high-level military installation with all the subtle nuances of the Nazis infiltrating Poland. We don't have a prayer. Actually, we do have a prayer. Number 249, plastic explosive. Amen. That's it. That's the place. I told you. Can you fucking believe the lazy bastards haven't even bothered to fix the door? That's why they can never hope to win. Chaos sneaks in every time. They can cover the world with cameras, but they can't stop the guys in the monitor rooms from jerking off or playing the 15th sequel to Doom for the 100th time. Total bloody chaos. Christ. There haven't been 15 sequels to Doom, but there have been quite a lot. We're on, like, what, Doom? Let's see, we had Doom, Doom 2, Doom 3, the Plutonius shit doesn't count. Then there was, of course, Doom 4 got scrapped. There was the Doom 2016. So we're about on Doom 5. We've got the fifth sequel to Doom now. If I don't think they're going to do any more. It would surprise me. Shit, we got to get our asses... We gotta get our asses right out of this shit. What about the plane? Can anyone fly these things? Why is everybody looking at me? When was I supposed to have found the time to learn to fly planes? Christ, you shoot a few people and suddenly everybody thinks you're James Bond. Then again, fly, brother, fly. Ha! This is never, ever again. This is lunacy. Just because they let us in don't mean they're going to let us out again. Shit! Here, give me that thing. You're going to be right behind us, creating a diversion. This is going to be classic. This will be James Bond. We're not in a film. This place is filled with elite troops. That's elite. Hundreds. There could be thousands. I'll kill them all. They won't even see me. Give us a kiss, love. You're out of your mind, babe. Take care. Christ almighty. Okay. Hold it right there, fucking cocksucker. Hands in the air. Let's see them. You're fucked up. Put it down, motherfucker. Sure. Whatever you've got in your hand, you can set right down now. It's funny they wouldn't say set down right now, but whatever. Leap. Fuck. Wow. Lovely. Alright, that's the photographs already. What now? For God's sake, darling, I'm trying to make this magic work. God, I'm staring at a blurred photograph of an airplane hangar and of an aircraft hangar, let's get that right, and trying to imagine, the National Enquirer catching Bigfoot going down on me in a motel room. Why don't you come and help me? Yeah, right. If we have to wait till I start fancying fellas in dresses, they'll all be fucking dead and buried down there. Now? Ugh. Now. There. Hear it. Hear it. Ah, like an explosion. No. You will, darling. Oh, you will. Damn. I could kill you if I wanted to. I knew it was you. If you'd been anyone else, I'd have heard you coming. They're silent, and there's two silent. What do you want? Jesus fucking Christ, if I had to listen to any more of your macho bullshit back there with the leather bimbo, I'd have thrown up. I'm here to cover your back. Plus that creepy little fuck shit in my head, you know? So first I'm gonna get my sisters out of this hellhole, and then I'm gonna fuck with the gnome so bad he starts looking fucking handsome. That's my reasons. Macho bullshit. Grab a uniform. Wait until you check out the technology. This thing's amazing. See-through. So what are we up against? Who was the guy in your head? Ultra-terrestrial? I don't know. Fucker's not human, but he's from here. They've got that thing down here. The thing from Roswell. It's not a spaceship. It's bigger than that. I saw something. I'd seen something like it when I was a kid. They were transporting in one of those trains. I'd have to see it again. I'm the cat that curiosity killed. This is it. The ultimate ghost train, Roger. This is what we train for. We're right in one of their bases. This is where they've got the secret. Are you sure you're ready for a fight? I'm ready to kill without compunction. Any smart arse, tightly trained bastard that tries to stand between me and what's down there. Be prepared. You ever a Boy Scout? Roger, shut up. Forget Baden-Powell. What the hell is going on with all these buildings? Wow. To be concluded. Oh, man. Dulce, New Mexico. Surround the entire place with a circle of corn. Check. Take appropriate Polaroids at the base and burn. Check. Set the spell in motion with a personal sacrifice of Tlaloc, the god of rain. Check. Darlings, we're just paralyzed one of the most sophisticated military installations in America using tribal sorcery. Revenge is sweet. So what's that Austin doing? This is fucking mental, man. It's brilliant, but it's mental. Ah-ya, hey-ya. You watch this. He's dancing up a blizzard. Yeah, right, Emilio, man. It was like 75 in Santa Fe today. It was like being on your holidays. He better be a fucking good dancer, that's all I can say. Shit, you hear that? That was like the mountain just fell down. Must be the diversion King Mob promised. Diversion? It sounds like he just started World War III. So what is this with you two anyway? When did it get physical? I don't know. Just happened one night after one of Mason's dinner parties. It was a couple of months after you and Fanny took Jack to New York. It was supposed to be just, you know, physical, like you said, but I'm getting really jealous of what's-her-name, Jolly Roger, back there, and I know she's a lesbian, but they train together and they seem to understand each other so well. What am I talking about? This is ridiculous. Yeah, so how ridiculous is it gonna get? You two, excuse me, you think you two got any future together? No, we don't. You got something you want to share, girl? All I'm saying is, I was talking to Jim Crow when he was smuggling us out of England, and he told me you said you'd been born in 1988 or some shit. It's kind of unusual, you know what I'm saying? You don't look 8. Why is it I feel I know everything about everybody in this group except you, Robin? Because I'm attractive and enigmatic, I hope. Why am I carrying this gun like I know what I'm doing? What good's it going to do me in the dark? Oh, drop your weapons! Well, look at this. Nice outfit, sweetheart. How much do you charge? Shit. I might have known our luck couldn't last. It's got nothing to do with luck. Everything's going exactly to plan. Forget Baden-Powell. Black Silence. Excuse me. Black Science, Part 4. Safe. There's all kinds of weird shit. It's... Wow, look at all the weird shit they're doing. Crazy. Got tentacles and a hand with like a spike coming out of it. Jesus, what happened there? Did you see that? Jesus Christ. What just happened to us in there? There must have been something in the air supply. That was like tripping. Did you see all that stuff going on? What did we just see down there? This is insane. We have to go back. Forget it. Station ahead. Play dead. This is going to be easy. Christ, Roger, give these men some respect. These are elite forces, highly skilled in counter-terrorist techniques. 2 minutes, tops. Okay, let's check it out. Terrorists? No fucking terrorists going to fuck with me, man. 2 men down here. They've been shot up bad by the looks of... Shit, what kind of a fucking ugly-looking thing is this? Sir, did I miss something? Oh shit. Guess I must have blanked out, cause... I'll rig the bodies. You get the weapons onto the platform. Let's cause some trouble. Choo, choo, choo goes the train. I need somewhere to stash this bloody mask. How about your ass? Come on, let's go track down my team and get the fuck out of this shithole. I'm getting a real weak trace. I didn't know if it's Bambi or Bumper. Wish I wasn't so shit doing the psychic stuff. Some of your people are real hot. Shit, what the fuck's that? They're on us. And 8. Implant projection. Guider lane, inner sky, 750 cycles. You are go for implant projection. Product A is better than product B. Product A is your product. Product A is your reward for your loyalty to product A. Choose product loyalty above loyalty to others. Oof. And 7. Pilots. Don't think they can even see us. I remember some nutter once told me about the government training psychic UFO pilots to beam advertising directly into our brains. I hope you told him and his UFO pilots to go fuck themselves. Creepy bastards just about scared the fucking maxi pad out from under me. You were sent to finishing school, weren't you, Roger? I can tell. Hailstones? No fucking way. Get in the car, Jack. Fucking hell, you gotta teach me this rain dance, man. What'd happen if you did it in a club? Got an emergency here. Instrumentation's going fucking AWOL. It just came up out of... Shit, maybe I overdid it. Well, you know what they say, darling. Nothing succeeds like excess. Fucking weather! What the fuck was... Get ready. Chopper down by the perimeter fence, sir. Looks like the other one's trying to go back. Jesus Christ, nobody told me any of this creepy shit was gonna start happening. What you bitches know about... Where'd they go? fuck, this is the worst fucking night of my... What do we do now? Hey, you're in command, sir. How about ordering us in out of that? Excuse me, how about ordering us in out of this shit? Ugh. Mama, if I could talk, I'd tell you I see the holy light, Mama. I'm in the holy light. Trace is coming from up here. I'm feeling kind of sick. It's the first light, Mama, and there's an angel here, but it can't speak. Ain't none of us can speak here. In this land, there are no tongues. Mama, how come we forgot all this in this land? All the electronics are going crazy. That evolving viral spell Fanny and Austin cooked up must be working. Roger, what is it? This is bad shit. Level 6. What are you doing here anyways, Mama? Am I... This is what they call Nightmare Hall, remember? The genetic experimentation pens. Maybe we'd better take a look. Oh, fuck! Ah, oh, no, no, no. Oh, no fucking way. No fucking way, oh Jesus Christ. Keep it together, Roger. They're all dead. Nobody's suffering anymore. They're all dead now. I did it. Wow. Oh, fuck, it was Bambi. They only had her a week. Did you see what they did to her face? And is that grafts? How can they do that to people? Fuck, oh Jesus, that's really... Stop thinking about it. Don't feel right, hon. They've been showing me pictures of stuff, you know, and I don't feel right. I don't really think it's gonna come right again. Maybe if I could just see a doctor. Christ almighty, I can still see them too. We'll get the bastards, yeah? We're walking out of here. Call my wife? Have you got something for me to eat? It's you, isn't it? In the junkyard. I was a kid. The angel of death. Near enough. Oh shit, I'm on kill overload. I feel sick. If we don't get out of here soon, I'm gonna start questioning the already fucking dubious morality of my actions. And that's a threat. Look, it's there. The thing from Roswell. It wasn't a spaceship. You were right. They're putting it on one of those trains again. Wait a minute. Look, this is the truth about everything. You fuck with my head and you're gonna die like a dog. That's my New Year's resolution, you little midget prick. I can only see in gray now, in the gray frequencies. There are things hidden there, all around you, if you only knew. Soon I'll forget I ever missed the color. None of my puppets has ever broken free of my control before. You hurt me. You and that other who should not have touched me. Her soon, you now. My master is close behind me. My master is like a tiger. Big deal, who the fuck are you? How come I remember you like it's some fucked up old uncle touching me up in Turdsville, Missouri? I sat bright-eyed on the edge of your bed when you were too young to do other than believe in me. I was your imaginary playmate, your faithful invisible friend. I was a little light. Do you understand what I am? Sure, you're fucking dead for where I'm standing, dopey. The other woman, your lover, was made eager to join us. She is my mistress whore now, as you will be soon. Look at me. Let me take control again. I have no thoughts, but my thoughts you cannot shoot. Look at me. Look at my face. I don't have to look. Not as long as I can hear you breathing, you little cock-smoking son of a bitch. Welcome to death by Zen. I cannot die! It's alive. It's living information. Pure information from another universe. They shouldn't be doing that. Don't they know what they're doing? What they're doing to it? It's every suffering thing ever. It's what made the world the way it is. It was in Jesus on the cross. It's when you lose something or someone you love and it feels like a huge hole's been torn through you. I feel like my heart's breaking. It's like when Jackie walked out. Like when my cats died. While the dwarf says he cannot die, I'm gonna need some help proving him wrong. I'm thinking about shoving a hand grenade up his baby soft ass and then making him swallow the pit. Ow! Flack! Shit! Do I have your full and complete attention, assholes? You have done a most fucking audacious thing here today. I bet my ass you must be feeling like real fucking heroes of the counterculture, huh? Well, think again. Fuck! What's that shit on his legs? Four-dimensional liquid armor. I saw it before in London. Looks like the technology's been upgraded already. You think you little flea bites make one fucking fart's diameter of a difference to us? We will rebuild and we'll destroy you. All of you. In the end, we'll make you destroy one another. Hear this. When our master's work is done, every living thing will have the status of a machine. There will be no creativity, only productivity. Instead of love, there will be fear and distrust. Instead of surrender, there will be submission. We will replace contact with isolation, and joy with shame. Hope will cease to exist as a concept. We will cover the earth with steel and concrete. This planet will be a factory farm, producing morons to fuel and maintain the factory engines and feed our masters. There will be an electronic policeman in every head. Your children will be born in chains, live only to serve, and die in anguish and ignorance. Look around you, the process is already in its final stages. And you, like everyone else, will take your place on the production line. Maybe we'll let you be labor camp commandants. Sure is amazing what a little taste of power and a shiny uniform can do to even the most freedom-loving. So, got yourselves any smart-ass, clever one-liners now, friends? It says hopeless there. No, sir. We can't think of anything clever. Leap! Plain old fuck you's just gonna have to do. Fuck. Plastic explosive plus one of your trains. What does that equal? Christ almighty. Croom! Rebuild that, you bastards! They broke saints on their wheels, Kemper. They flayed and they burned and they crushed and they hung and they gassed and they tortured and they blinded and maimed and brainwashed. Kid stuff. I'll show those bastards. Fucking kid stuff. Oppenheimer said, I am become death, the shatterer of worlds. And that incantation, that spell, at that moment, opened the door out of our world. Oppenheimer, secret priest of Azathoth, the idiot god of nuclear chaos, had accomplished his work as programmed. And when the bomb exploded, a rupture occurred and something impossible entered the universe, downloading into our reality on the 2nd of July, 1947, at Roswell in New Mexico. The shockwaves of its entry into 3D space reverberated backwards, forwards, and sideways through space-time. This is the true meaning of the biblical fall. Try to understand the impossible IT as an angel, a god fallen into the world it created. An artist trapped in its own masterpiece, it became the property of black scientists. Of black science. The thing that crashed into our reality at Roswell in 1947 is the creator of our universe. Its vivisection began almost immediately. Scalpels opened the seals and everything went wrong everywhere simultaneously. The secret lies behind all the wars and the Holocaust, the assassinations, the slavery, the power of governors and governments over people. And the firstborn of the secret are its jealous protectors, the Archons, lost kings of the earth. At the feet of these counterfeit powers, our rulers pray and make sacrifice without realizing what it is they've awoken. Can you feel them there on the edge of your bad dreams? In the endless floodlit cells of the reverse universe, the armies of the outer church are gathering in their millions. Stealth armor continually scanning for and imitating human nightmares, waiting for the order to come and it to begin at last. Wow, look at this. The invasion. The Armageddon. Yeah! Aha! Not today, you bastards! Not today! Let's go. Is that Portuguese? Is he okay? Nightmares waiting for the order to come and it to begin at last. The invasion. The Armageddon. Fucking hell, Fanny's off in a trance again. Every time I say Fanny, I crack up, man. Tch, you got no sense of humor, Americans. Okay, I know we got the HIV vaccine here and it's champagne time, but I've just got a great idea. Let's never have to pull off a miracle like that again. Come on, we're bloody brilliant. Bet you never expected success like this on your first night out as leader, Rags. Look, I'm not sure how to do this, but I think we have to talk about our future soon, literally. This is what you get when you gaze into the abyss. A little splinter of Quimper working its way towards her heart. Prologue in San Francisco. I'm in love with this beautiful Buriko. I know she's not real, but that's why I love her. Are you still playing those virtual rapist demos? If we're caught with them, I'll be hung by my balls. from the flagpole of the headquarters of the Sega Corporation. Why don't you do some work for once, Takashi? I want to keep my job to make money to meet girls who don't exist. Holy shit. What are we doing in Japan? And why are they talking about Eroge? How the fuck does this combine with the shit I normally do? Shh. Get your camera, Shoji. Write down the date, the time. Tell them I want my Nobel Prize in green. This is it. I figured it out. Grandfather, I think I know how to make a time machine. Continued. Okay, guys. Uh-oh. Okay, so we're going to Japan next week. We do a lot of stuff in Japan anyway, but looks like we're going to have some Invisibles in Japan, huh? So, looking forward to that. I don't know if this begins the... well, let's do a little more. Let's just go ahead. Japan Now, 1945. Frog sits on a lily pad. Frog jumps. It's about time. Time machine, go. There we go. All right. So we're going to be doing some time machine stuff with Japan. Cool. So you can look forward to that next week. I've got, obviously... Transmetropolitan, and then I'm going to try to squeeze in a whole volume of Lady Death, and that's all we're going to do of Evil Ernie and Lady Death this week. But we got Spawn coming up next week. I told you I was going to do two Spawns, so you're probably going to see them back to back on the week, and going to keep this train rolling. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Comics Corner with the Invisibles. See you next week for more.